The roof on her school needs work, says Belmont Charter CEO Jennifer Faustman.
When we have rain, we have leaks in classrooms, in hallways. So our maintenance team now is spending lots of time replacing ceiling tiles and dealing with those leaks every time.
Belmont rents the district-owned building at 4030 Brown Street, but Faustman says the charter is offering to buy the building for $2.8 million. The charter says it would then repair the roof and upgrade the air conditioning system. School board member Chris McGinley last week questioned the board's legal authority to sell the building.
I don't believe that fits the school code provision for declaration of unused and unnecessary building because it's used and it's necessary.
Activist and retired teacher Lisa Haver said after the state-run school reform commission closed and sold schools, the local board should work to retain them.
We lost schools, we lost buildings. The board should not continue to inflict more loss on neighborhoods.
Under Belmont's proposal, the district would have the first right to buy back the building if Belmont loses its charter. The school board considers the offer at next Thursday's meeting. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio.